We appreciate very much the messages of our three brethren and our brother David Valance last night in the prayer meeting. I'm thinking that the part about the socks was a little over the top maybe, but fortunately my wife's working in the kitchen. But if she's listening to the speaker, those lines will probably be quoted in my house again later this week. So thank you, Paul. No, I'm all joking aside. We really appreciate the Word of God and our brethren being so relevant and practical with it. And we each need to pray that it will have a deep impact on us, on me, going forward. Lunch will be served in a few minutes. If you haven't been here before and this is your first time, we will be going down to the basement dining room through the ramp on the back of the wing to my left. And I will tell you, it is not fast food here. If you want that, you can go over to West Avenue a block away, but it'll be good food and good fellowship, so we trust you'll stay and have lunch with us. There's also a bit of a Jackson tradition because of the weekend that we have this conference. So for those of you brethren who are interested in romance, you know that, is it tomorrow or Sunday is Valentine's Day? Tomorrow. Today's Saturday. Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. So we extend the meal today and tomorrow as qualifier for a date with your sweethearts. So you're welcome. It is space challenged in our basement if you've been here before, so when you are done eating, we ask that you try to exit the basement as soon as possible and come back upstairs and continue your visiting so they can reset the tables if needed, which they probably will be. And again, avail yourselves of the Truth and Tidings articles and the calendars in the back. The next meeting will be at 2 o'clock, and it's okay for you to save a seat. We just ask that you please be in it and be prompt and on time for that 2 o'clock meeting. And then the brother who closes this meeting in prayer, please give thanks for the food. And we'll just sing a hymn in closing. I actually had this marked before Brother Gary quoted it, but number 446, Take My Life. And let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. We'll sing the entire hymn standing. And for those who need to get down to the basement ahead of time and need extra time, feel free to do that while we're singing the hymn. And then again, just brother who closes, please give thanks for the food.